come back, what's the first thing you have to do to
win the game?
Win the next game. Yeah. That's what Reef said too.
Yeah.
You guys are good at math.
Yeah.
That's 8-5, right?
Yeah. I think so. Never was good at math, but no, just
preparation wise, putting things together, because now you've seen both sides of it, you know?
Yeah. Just have good tempo at practice. That's something that Coach Ferentz is always talking about, tempo, tempo, tempo. And I don't think in the last couple games of the season we had very good tempo at practice. And I feel like we've had a lot better practices over this last month. And trying to come in every day and improve. I think that was the biggest thing as a team.
How do you explain?
No problem.
Just kind of going off that, how do you explain then just, I guess, that lack of tempo that apparently was there that's not there now?
I wouldn't blame that on the coaches. I think as players, it's got to come within. The coaches can only say so much. And then it comes down to the guys on the field executing and playing to the best of their abilities, and that starts in practice. It's got to come from the older guys, the most experienced guys, and that's myself included. And we didn't practice well, and obviously we didn't play well. And I think we've been practicing a lot better and had good tempo. And the older, most experienced guys are stepping up and trying to push everybody along.
When you look at this game, talking to a couple of your teammates on the defensive side of the ball, you're saying it's kind of like going up against Northwestern, but also not, just because of the athleticism that Missouri has. Just how would you describe Missouri's offense?
They're tough. I mean, they have a really good quarterback and receivers and tight ends all across the board, and a couple good running backs. So it's like soccer or basketball. It seems like it's all short controlled passing, like quick, get it out. Then every once in a while they'll take a home run threat and try to throw it down the field. So we've got to be on top of our game at all times, because you never know when they're going to try to go deep or if they're just trying to pick up yards.
I know, obviously, since you've been down here, it's all business, all focusing on the game. But the weeks leading up, you had, you know, Durrell's arrest, and you had all the rumors that were being spread about the team on the outside. Just how do you deal with that, and, you know, make it so it's not such a huge distraction to you guys when you are in practice, when you are taking finals and doing the things that you want to be focusing on?
I think Coach Ferentz has done a great job with that, just keeping the team focused. He's had to deal with a lot, not even dealing with this bowl game. It's on top of the game, things that he's had to deal with, and he's done a great job of keeping everyone motivated and focused on one thing, and everybody down here is focused on one thing. I don't want to say we're not worried about what has happened, but we've moved past that point. We're all about improvement and winning this game on Tuesday.
Yeah, Paul was just telling me that these have been some of the more grueling practices you guys endured. Is that something that you've kind of picked up on? Have the practices and everything been more difficult or more challenging recent years?
I think every bowl prep's a lot tougher than a regular season practice, because you're not playing a game every Saturday or every 4 or 5 days. So that's something that you expect, I think, with playing in a bowl game, is you're going to have a rough month. And then things that have happened at the end of the season or with Durrell's arrest or whatever, I think maybe something a little more has been added on, just to keep everybody focused and hungry.
Just for you, I ask this because I have heard speculation about your future, and I just want to get it cleared by you here. You just thought about it all, like what you're going to be doing, as far as if you plan on being back for your senior year? Is it a thing that you discuss with your family?
Yeah, it's something I think you have to talk about. I filed my paperwork, turned it to the NFL. But as of right now, my plan is to come back. But I have to decide by January 14th, 15th, something like that. So as of today, if I had to decide, I'd be coming back next year. But I still have 2 or 3 weeks. Things can happen within that time.
So just to clear up, you did file the paperwork then with the league. Have you gone to either Coach Vance or Coach Parker as far as their input on whether or not they feel you should, you know, stick around, or do you think you're ready for the next level?
Yeah, I've had the talks with them, but right now there's time. There's more time to talk about that. That's why there's two and a half weeks after the bowl game to talk about that a little more. Right now, we're focused on playing Missouri.